Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we are intentional about stopping and slowing down to reflect and meditate and ponder upon God's words. We hear the scripture that's appointed for this day, and we pray that it would come into our hearts, that we would be centered in God's word, and that through his word, it might bear much fruit in our life and assist us as we walk daily with our Savior. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, ruler of all hearts, you call us to obey you, and you favor us with true freedom. Keep us faithful to the ways of your Son, that leaving behind all that hinders us, we may steadfastly follow your paths through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now, the second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's letter to the church of Galatia. We hear from the fifth chapter. Paul writes, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Not only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love, become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit." The word of the Lord. For freedom, Christ has set us free. For you were called to freedom, not only to use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. I think in our world today, we misunderstand the notion of freedom. Freedom, and for many people, is I can do whatever I want. Nobody is going to tell me to do anything. Martin Luther wrote a long, long, long time ago. He wrote a small book called Treatise on Christian Freedom, or Christian Liberty. And he wrote these two lines. He said, "A Christian is perfectly free, subject to none." And then he wrote, "A Christian is dutifully bound, subject to all." He holds these two lines that seem diametrically opposed to each other. A Christian is perfectly free, subject to none. But a Christian is dutifully bound, subject to all. It's a paradox. And I think that's the point. And Paul is echoing the same thing. He says, yes, we are free. We have been set free in Christ. Jesus went to the cross and gave his life for your sake, for mine, and for the sake of the world. And because of that, we no longer live under the law. We have been set free. But he died not so that we can do whatever we want. He died so that we are set free to love our neighbor. He died so we are set free to assist those in need. Our culture gets it all backwards. It thinks freedom means we do whatever we want. Paul says, no, in freedom, what it means is now we're set free to be attentive to those around us. And then he contrasts it with this notion of flesh and spirit. We see this in some ways. I hear of people who speak about we need to be a Christian nation. They speak about all kinds of things, and yet what you see coming out of them is about power and dominion. It's about throwing people out of the country. It's about putting others under our thumb by regulating all kinds of aspects of life. Part of that, and they divide. They seek for it to be us against them. When you hear Paul's writings, and he talks about the works of the flesh, many go, yep, okay, some of these seem obvious, right? Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, which is promiscuousness, right? Idolatry, sorcery. Right? We get that, right? Right? We need to think about sexuality in a positive way and not misuse it, right? As part of that. But notice some of the other things that he mentions along with those enmities, which is having feelings of hatred towards another. Strife. Anger and bitter and disagreement. Jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy. Think about all the stuff that's going in our world, and it feels like people are wanting to divide us up into us and them, creating these factions, creating these dissensions, these quarrelings, that blaming other people, blaming the press, blaming all kinds of things. Paul says, no, those are the works of the flesh. In some ways, those who should know better are falling into these works of the flesh, creating division. Paul says, no. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit are these. How often do we hear leaders and people in our world talk about this is what we should strive for? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hear those words again and think about all that's going on in our world and in our culture. How often do we hear people lift up, here's what we're supposed to do, here's what it means to be a child of God? Here's what we're to strive for. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. When's the last time you really heard some people talk about being kind to one another? How do we live out kindness in a world that's so divided? Generosity. What we hear more of is, I got to get my own. The selfishness. No, live generously. How do we live a life of generosity? Faithfulness. Gentleness. Sometimes when people do something wrong, we're eager to point out and really be stern. Is there a way we can disagree, but we disagree and still exude gentleness to say, wait a minute, I don't understand it that way. Wait, how is it that we can go, wait a minute, we understand we need to keep a strong border, but is there a way to do that that's not cruel and harsh, but shows some kindness, some generosity, some notion of gentleness, and then self-control, that I keep myself in check, that it reminds me that all of this is not about me, but it's about Jesus. He says, by contrast, these fruits of the Spirit, this is what we are to strive for. For there's no law against such as these. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. In our world today, may our prayer be that we are guided by the Spirit. And the Spirit should produce these works: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we lived these out, if these became our core values, if these were the things that helped us in decision-making, I just wonder if that might change the world. If that would make a difference. And the people we encounter and others around us would go, I want some of that. I want to live like they live. And not us and them, but a sense of being one in faith, living out and being guided by the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us. And we pray that you would work in our lives to bring about the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to live lives that are rooted and grounded in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May these values lead us, guide us, and direct us all the days of our lives. And we pray that the Spirit would work through us so others may know of your love and your will for us and for the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.